This is not another story about a weather-beaten backpacker, transportable studio half-eaten track stacker. I'm hitting every last fort. This is not another story about a stamp in my passport. I trip cross seas, lost deep in boats' bellies. Spit Logan seeds, eat coconut jelly. I got no celly, I'm unreachable. Plus I'm three levels down and this hull is unbreachable. I sneak a pull of fresh air from the deck. It's looking good for this 3-day trek. But there's tasks at hand like beatboxing with the live band and playing dominoes till this boat hits land. And for the whole ride I felt vibes and energies. So here's the lyrical quote of my memories. I'll remember these thoughts till the day that I die. Why?
It's tragic, this nomadic.
My batteries ran dry and the alarm remained quiet. The pounding in my head when I awoke felt like a riot. Last night, I didn't think to stay long. Yeah, right, lured by the Mekong. Stay calm, now quick, brush the dental. Late to meet the monk I met the other day up in a temple in this city called Chiang Mai, where he invited me to a monastery outside of Pai. He didn't say why, just meet him at the gates of the city at 7:30. Don't be late, but I was late half an hour and in a rough state, so I headed to the station, not ready for my fate. Food had to wait, the monk had a head start. Hopped on this bus that was about to depart. The roads were windy and the incline was steep, and I started feeling dizzy cause I couldn't get a seat. Three grueling hours, but well worth the stand. Even though things weren't going according to plan, my feet were on land and I wasn't as hot. So the first thing I did was check the nearest watch. I thought not, with bad luck being the theme. And it seemed like my mission was to outlive the dream. I mean, I was locked in the scene like a trap as I sat on a corner to look at my map.